Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and to Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. So you as a leader need to schedule what I'm going to call that reflective or thinking time right into your calendar every week. And no, this is not just a meeting. It's not email time to catch up on something else or answer those texts. The idea is that you take some focused time to just purely think and reflect. And I'm going to dive into this a little bit about what this means and why it can be a game changer for leaders. So as leaders, I'm sure you've been there. You get stuck in reactive mode to put out the next big fire that comes, or the phone that keeps ringing, or the text messages that keep going. Or maybe you're hopping from meeting to meeting, or from online call to the next online call. I've been there. I get what it means to be in reactive mode. But here is the thing. When we are great leaders, we aren't so much reactive, but we are very reflective. So as a leader, you can absolutely value thinking or reflective time. And this is what you're going to use it for. You're going to get clear on your priorities or your vision or your team's vision, what that next strategy is. You could look at solving problems or issues with more clarity, creativity, and even innovation. You could absolutely take this time to make better or more strategic decisions for whatever those things are that you need to make decisions on. You can align those long-term goals or those short-term goals for yourself, your team, and not just focus on the daily to-do list or daily tasks. And you can work on you and your leadership development. Without doing this type of reflective or thinking time, we do risk becoming busy managers doing the things instead of being the intentional leaders, which is creating that vision, leading our team, being strategic. You may be wondering, so how do I do this? Do I just, you know, stare at the wall and look up the ceiling and just start thinking and take whatever comes to mind? Well, maybe not exactly, unless that actually works for you. If you want this time to be really valuable and effective for you, try focusing on things such as strategic planning or making that vision for your team, maybe that new project or whatever it is that you're going to be working on. Think about that next big move for yourself, your team, or the business. You can use it for, you know, really thinking about that recurring issue that keeps coming up, or what's really causing another concern, using your problem solving and creativity around that. You could use the time to just focus on, you know, looking at your team. Who needs my support? Who deserves that praise or that thank you? What is it my team needs from me to be more effective? Another thing could be a personal reflection. So maybe it's about, what did I learn this week? What could I do differently if I made a mistake? What is it that I can do to develop? Which brings me to the last one, which is about your growth and your learning. So it could be something, you know, you think about, what can I learn to help me avoid that mistake I made? Or what training do I need so that I can grow as a leader? Or how do I ensure I gain that next big customer because I just lost a sale? To even, how do I help my team grow and thrive? What do they need for training? What gaps need to be filled? So there's a lot of things that you could do in this short thinking time. So just pick one or two. Don't overdo it unless you have that time available and take a nice half day to do all these things. But in general, I would say if you can do 30 minutes a week, or even up to an hour, it can really shift how you think and how you lead. So whatever you do, though, plan the time. Let's consider it as do not disturb time whenever you do this, because you don't want to be disturbed while you're really trying to set into this time. Take the time to be that leader who does reflect, who thinks about these things, about strategy, about themselves, about the team, about the organization. So I want to give you a couple of tips that can help you with the time management around this. First of all, is to schedule it in your calendar, like any other meeting or personal appointment that you have with that doctor that took a year to get into, and don't move it. Okay. If you don't put it on the calendar, you won't do it. Or I find a lot of people will just keep moving that appointment because it's not on the calendar. Schedule it and keep it with yourself. You are the most important person right now in this moment for that purpose. Schedule it. By doing so, you also need to determine what is the best time of day and best day of the week to do this. Is it Friday afternoons at the end of the week or Monday mornings? Maybe it's Wednesday at 2 p.m. Who knows? You want to make sure it's the time when you can really focus, you have the least amount of interruptions, and where you are the sharpest so that you can do some actual strategic thinking as well. And I want to challenge you to not use devices for taking notes or for thinking. Because when we use our devices or our screens, other things start to pop up. We get a text message, the email, the Slack message, the Teams message, whatever messaging service you use. So if you can, put all your devices away for this focused time. Use a good old-fashioned pen and notebook. Maybe it's a whiteboard. I used to have a whiteboard in my office, and when I needed some thinking time, I would just start writing on that. So I had my notes. Some people just go out for a nice short walk and just think and then come back later and take their notes. You'll be really surprised how much clarity and focus you can have when you actually step away from all the devices and the noise and the interruptions. So make this a true do not disturb time. So remember, protect your time. It's not wasted time when you do this. This is a great foundation of leadership for good decision making, great creativity, long-term vision and strategy, and to bring you and your team to success. So here's your challenge. Book time this week, even if it's only 30 minutes, and put it as a recurring calendar appointment that you don't change unless you realize that date and time doesn't work this week. Then try next one next week. Grab that paper and pen, or go for that walk, or be somewhere without those distractions and enjoy some reflection and thinking time. Let's see what insights and ideas and creativity comes out of you. Remember also, our Rise to Leadership program can help you find time in your calendar for this too, with our It's All About Time module. Remember, time doesn't change, but how we manage it does, and what we can do to give us that space to focus. Find time for this exercise weekly. It is vital to ensuring that you can move forward with your leadership, with your team, and in your organization. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you know anyone new to leadership or who wants to get into any type of leadership role, from team leads and up, then visit our website and click on the Rise to Leadership page for upcoming programs. You can find out more about this and all of our other leadership services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.